Dear friends, brothers and sisters, the main theme of today's scripture's reading is divine vocation, that everyone, you and I, is called by God to be a witness for Christ by doing something for others with his or her life, using his or her unique gifts and blessings. Hence, today's readings remind us of our personal and corporate call to become witnesses for Jesus, the Lamb of God, by leading lives of holiness. The first reading describes how Yahweh called Samuel to his service and how the boy Samuel responded to him saying, "Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening." Hence, God blessed him in the mission entrusted to him, and Samuel became an illustrious figure, ranking with Moses and David as a man of God. In today's psalm, we hear, "Behold, I come to do your will," indicating that his vocation is to obey, to do what God commands to do. In the second reading, St. Paul explains to the Corinthians that their divine call is to a call to holiness. So they need to keep their bodies pure and souls holy because by baptism they have become part of Christ's body and the temple of the Holy Spirit. In the Gospel, John the Baptist introduces Jesus to two of his disciples as the Lamb of God, suggesting Jesus' vocation to become a sacrificial lamb to atone for our sins. The disciples followed Jesus to his residence, accepting his vocation, his invitation to come, and you will see. They stayed with him that day. Then Andrew brought his brother Simon to Jesus, introducing him as the Messiah. Thus, today's gospel describes also the call or vocation of the first apostles and challenges us to invite others to Christ by our Christian witnessing. And then all of today's reading focus on the subject of vocation, responding to God's call, a call to follow, or better say, a call to remain with Jesus Christ just as his disciples did in the gospel. This is a calling that merits a general response, just as Samuel did in the first reading. "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." This calling requires a surrendering of oneself in order to belong only to God and His Spirit. At the very core of our understanding of the Christian life is the reality of the call. God calls us into existences and guides us through life, to single life, married, consecrated life, or priesthood, to the joyful encounter with Him. This calling in itself implies that man is not autonomous. He or she relies on someone to pronounce his or her name, to call him. God calls a number of us to be with him, to become a link between him and others. Every priest, every person is called, and one's identity is at stake based on the correct response to this calling. Each and every call to the priesthood or consecrated life is personal. It cannot be repeated in time, space, or manner. It is not we who determine these circumstances, but God Himself who calls. He may call us when we are 15, 18, 34, or 50 years old without us having any say in the matter. We may ask, why did you call me so soon or so late? Why did you take so long to call me? It is God Himself who chooses the time and place. At the school, at home, at the market, or at church. And what about the various ways that God calls men to the ministry of priesthood or diaconate? And what of the original ways that God manifests His will and leads person to a response? The first step of the call is a need of search. God plants this in the heart of a person. This restlessness occurs spontaneously. It is God who has planted this seed in a preliminary step to a vocation. In this way, the divine calling in our eyes is a result of this restlessness and search. Jesus asked his disciples who follow him along the Jordan River, "What are you looking for?" They would not be searching if God had not placed in their heart that desire to search. The search itself is very personal. It is, in itself, a first response. One who searches is called by God, and in an ordinary way, or in a direct way, but through human mediation. Eli was the mediator between God and Samuel. Jesus was the mediator between God and the first disciples. For us Christians, the church, which is the place of salvation, is also the place for mediation. It is in her and through her that God continues to call persons. The call to the priesthood is a call to detach and to be dispossessed of self in order to become exclusively and totally possessed by God. But this vocation to detachment and the emptying of self does not imply emptiness. On the contrary, this total gift of self without reservation leads to the plenitude of love and to self-realization. When somebody calls another person, a response is expected. It may be positive, negative, neutral, or indifferent. What a person must not do is fail to respond to the call. When Jesus tells his disciples, "Come and see," what did they do? They went with him. They saw where he lived, and they spent the day with him. When Samuel realized that it was God who was calling him, he did not delay in responding. "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening," though is free to respond one way or another. He was required to respond given his inherent condition of the called one. In our world and in our environment, God continues to call persons to the priesthood, to diaconate, and to the consecrated life, just as he has done throughout the history of salvation. However, there is a considerable decrease in the number of affirmative replies, and as the result, there is a decrease in the number of priestly vocations. Perhaps we have not done enough to promote, renew, and revive our faith after Vatican II. Perhaps we believe that priests should be responsible for vocations. However, our youth today grow up in an environment that requires bold response that goes against the flow. We need the parish community to support them in their response to their calling. Now, what does the Lord call us to? First of all, he calls us to belong to him and to be with him. One who is called to the priesthood must be convinced that his vocation is a personal relationship with God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Without a consistent and well-founded spirituality, he will easily give into the demands of the world. God calls us to be exclusive in our love for him, so that with and for him, he may open the hearts and souls of all humanity. For that reason, God also calls all of us to the ministry of salvation. My brothers and sisters, in conclusion, I invite each of you to continue in answer the Lord's individual calling with generosity of an open heart in serving God's people. O Virgin Mother, guide and sustain us so that we might always live as true sons and daughters of the Church of your Son. Enable us to do our part in helping to establish on earth the civilization of truth and love, as God wills it for his glory. Amen.